I think there's one very important dimension to what Trump said that we don't want to lose sight of. And that is, I think he's passing the torch to Zelensky.
Yes.
I think in a very important way, Trump has come to understand that he can't settle this one, right? There's no way he can agree, Trump, to a peace agreement and convince the Ukrainians, the Europeans, and the Western foreign policy establishment that that's the smart thing to do. He can't convince Putin to agree to a ceasefire. So what can Trump do? And of course, what Zelensky says he should do is put secondary sanctions on Russia. And we can talk about that because this meeting was in good part about secondary sanctions and Trump's interest in secondary sanctions in the past. But Trump understands. He was asked afterwards what this means for secondary sanctions. There are going to be no secondary sanctions, at least at this point, says Trump. So the sanctions are off the table. The ceasefire is off the table. Trump has basically agreed with Putin that you got to go directly. He said this, you got to go directly to a peace agreement. So Zelensky comes to the White House. What does this mean? He's basically saying, I believe that Zelensky and the Europeans can now sit down with Putin and they can work this out. If they need me, I'll be there, but it's up to them. I'm not going to cut a deal and then try and force it down the throats of the Ukrainians and the Europeans because they don't want to go along with me. So if you listen to the press conference, this is what you were playing. He said, it's ultimately up to them. He said he's going to call NATO. He's going to call the Ukrainians. But what happens is, and these were his words, it is ultimately up to them.